You're listening to More Perfect Marketing, the show for business owners and entrepreneurs always on the lookout for smart marketing ideas to keep their business moving forward. And now, here's your host, David Baer.
Well, hello, you're listening to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. My name is David Baer, and today we're going to be diving into the topic of podcasting. How meta is that? I have the pleasure of welcoming Naresh Vissa, who is the founder and CEO of Krish Media and Marketing, a full-service e-commerce, technology, development, online and digital media, and marketing agency and solution provider. That is a mouthful. Wow.
Well, the Naresh, easy way to put it is it's a digital marketing agency.
Yes, and that's probably what I should have said. What I didn't say, and I want to dive into a little bit, is the fact that you've written, is it four or five, six books, I think, that I uncovered. Is it five? Mm-hmm. And yeah, you have accomplished a lot in a short period of time in terms of your exploration of the marketing world. So I do want to talk about podcasting because it's one of the tactical things that a lot of my clients who are in the professional services world are starting to explore to build out their business. The focus of the book that you wrote on that particular topic was about generating income from podcasts. How did that book come about?
The book came about because I started my career in the terrestrial AM FM radio space. I was way back when I was a college student, I was a producer behind the scenes on air, but mostly when it came to my work to make money while I was a college student, I was a producer behind the scenes producing financial radio shows which started out as a business radio station, a full service business radio station. Then was able to leverage that into a gig with CNN Radio. Then they sold their stations to Clear Channel Communications. So got some great experience at all these different places. And then in 2011, while I was in business school, still doing this on the side, a company contacted me and said, "Hey, we want to start a podcasting business. Do you know anything about that?" And they found me on LinkedIn because they put in a few keywords and they were looking for somebody who knew finance and who knew radio. So my name was like one of three people who popped up, and they hired me as a consultant. I finished up school, moved to Baltimore, and started and ran their podcasting division, which turned into a six-figure monthly revenue generating business. So seven-figure division for the company. And that's where the light switch turned on. It was like, wow, like I learned a lot here. I've done a lot here. This whole podcasting thing, no one knows what it is. And we found the secret sauce to monetizing, to getting listeners, to marketing, promoting. So I went out on my own in 2013 to start my company, Krish Media and Marketing. And the first few services we offered were podcast production and podcast production, affiliate marketing, marketing management, and product management. So those were the first services that I offered. It was just me at the time. And then now you fast forward 8 years later and we're a full service online and digital marketing agency doing SEO, PPC, web design, web development, logo designs, book publishing, podcast production, you name it. Anything online or digital, we do.
So that was an interesting combination of things that you started with. And I'm going to assume that they were all sort of add-ons to the podcast channel, maybe. Like you said podcasting and then affiliate marketing. And I said to myself, how did those fit together? But then instantly I thought, oh, well, that's one of the monetization options for podcasting, isn't it?
Well, that is true. But the reason why affiliate marketing was something that I offered is because I worked at one of the largest financial marketing companies in the world. So although I was staying in my lane doing podcasting stuff, the rest of the company was making a killing doing online marketing. So I was like, damn, I should implement those strategies that the rest of the company is utilizing to sell books, sell newsletters, sell other products,
yeah,
and implement it into the podcasting space. So that's what I did. I learned what they were doing there, and I applied it to podcasting.
Excellent. I'm guessing which of that of those financial companies it is, and I'm assuming it starts with an A, but I may be wrong. So we'll move on, because I'm curious to understand a bit from your perspective about what a small business owner, somebody who doesn't necessarily have deep pockets or a giant brand that they're looking to get out there, might think about when it comes to the podcasting as a channel to market their services. Again, a lot of the folks I work with and who listen to us here are in actually financial advisors, are in professional services businesses. How can a business in that space leverage podcasting?
They can absolutely do it. And if you're in those spaces, you should take podcasting seriously, because your competitors are not. I will say in the financial services space, it's picked up. But if you're a doctor, for example, or a lawyer, there's still a lot of room for growth. And I'm going to share a test that your listeners should take with them. And this test, what I call, is the Apple Podcast test. So most people own an iPhone. If they don't own an iPhone, they probably have access to iTunes, where they can get podcasts. So what you can do is, and I don't know if you have the iTunes podcast pulled up in front of you on your computer, or if you want to do the test
It's going to be up on my phone in just a moment here. So
bring up your Apple Apple Podcasts app, and every iOS device comes with this Apple Podcasts app. So right then and there, it's with the press of a finger, you can bring up the app. If you own an iPhone or an iPad or a Mac computer, it comes with the iTunes app or the Apple Podcasts app. Now you click it, and let's say I brought up being a doctor, for example. Okay, well, what kind of, there are many different types of doctors. Let's say you're a gynecologist, all right, and you have your own practice, and you say, oh, you know, I'm listening to this guy on this podcast, and he's telling me that I should podcast if I want to take my gynecology podcast to the next level. So what you do is on the podcast app, there's a search bar, and you just type in gynecology, G-Y-N-E.
Way ahead of you. I got it ready.
You got it. You got it right there.
Yep.
So you type in gynecology, and you see what comes up. You're going to see a bunch of episodes, but see what podcasts actually come up. And let me ask you, how many podcasts do you see that come up? Not episodes of gynecologists going on.
So different shows I'm seeing, let's see, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. It's probably around 24 or so.
That's quite a bit. What are some of the names of the shows?
And actually, I mean, if you look at them, some of the shows are much broader topics, like Success in Medicine or Babies in Common, where they might have had an episode around the topic of gynecology, Informed Pregnancy Podcast. So if I'm looking at the names of them, there really is only maybe one or two with the word gynecology in the title.
Right. And if you were to look at some of those podcasts and just click the descriptions and see, are there actually, like, the Success in Pregnancy, is it actually a doctor, MD, gynecologist hosting the show? Or is it some stay-at-home mom who's created a podcast? Because both, now it's easier than ever for both to do it for extremely low costs.
And to be fair, a lot of these are not still are not fresh. Like they're older podcasts that have not produced in a while.
So that's the next thing I was going to bring up. It's which ones are still publishing, which ones have published an episode over the past 2 weeks, and you will see that you're going to narrow it down. And there is maybe one gynecology podcast that is active. Hmm. That tells you that there's an opportunity because no one else is doing it. Now you go to the financial space and you're going to find a ton. At this stage, you're going to find probably thousands in the financial space if you look that up. So you have to drill down into finance. Well, what do you want to talk about within finance? Commodities investing, real estate investing, cryptocurrency, parking lot invest. I mean, you have to drill down. That's what you want to do with podcast. You want to drill down to a niche, to as niche as you can get. That's what you want your podcast to be about. So I'm the host of my own podcast.
Yep.
It's called The Work From Home Show. So we've drilled down into working from home. It's a business and lifestyle podcast, but we didn't call it the business show. We didn't call it the lifestyle show. We drilled down and it is all about working from home. So that's what you want to do if you're starting your podcast.
The concept of drilling down or niching down should not be new to the listeners of this show. So thanks for reminding them of the importance of that. That was a fascinating experiment, and it's useful to understand that if there's examples of other people there, right, it's legitimate because there are people who are looking for this type of content. What happens if you can't find anything?
Well, that's an opportunity. Yeah. So if you're an expert and you can't find anything on it, you become that first mover, and now you become the expert. Now, if you're not the expert, if you don't know anything about the topic, let's say, for example, you want to learn more about trading basketball cards, collectible basketball cards, and there's no podcast about that.
I didn't even know basketball had cards. So you.
Yeah, they do. And they've made a comeback over the past few years, apparently. But let's say you can't find anything on, you know, Apple Podcasts online, but you're not an expert. So where do you go to find out more information about the product? Well, that's where your good friend Amazon comes in. And you go to Amazon.com and you type in book about basketball cards, and you see all the books that come up, and boom, now you've got information that you can find and that you have access to, and you can buy ebooks, audiobooks, paperbacks, etc. Amazon and iTunes both are awesome content machines.
So you brought up an interesting point as you were talking about this, because I thought that you were going to lead into how to find potential guests. And so my question is actually slightly different, which is podcast on your own as sort of a monologue, or guests, coming onto your podcast. What are the differences in terms of those types of podcasts, and, you know, what are the pros and cons of each, I guess?
So it's a great question. And here's what I think works the best. You have a lot of podcasters who come out with the interview podcast, and it's just not as effective, the interview podcast. It's very difficult to sustain that because you're not building a personality or a brand around the host. And that's something that's incredibly important when it comes to success in media. If you look at endorsement deals, if you look at media deals, they're signing the person. They're not signing the person who the host interviews. They are, you know, signing Michael Jordan for endorsement contracts. They are signing, Spotify is on a spree of signing talent for podcasting contracts. So you want to have that personality to where you can handle a show on your own. You can handle the monologues on your own. You don't want to be dependent on bringing someone else on to fill the airtime. So that's important. And I would say that's 60% of the success. But with that being said, you should absolutely bring on guests. You should bring guests on your show, because once you have that brand and that personality, the guest interview becomes so much better. It's a better conversation. And now you're combining two different alpha forces to create something amazing. So the answer to your question is you got to do both. You got to do both because your personality, your expertise has to shine.
So you were going down the path of don't bring guests on. I was thinking, oh gosh, this is an embarrassing situation. I'm sitting here listening to you as my guest talk about why I shouldn't have guests. But in reality, different podcasts exist for different reasons. I mean, some people are there to drive attention to themselves and get the authority that they're after as a personality, as a host. But there are other podcasts, and I teach some of my clients to approach podcasting or guest blogging or whatever it may be as a means to make connections, maybe to meet potential referral partners or even potential clients. Have you ever worked in that space when it comes to podcasting?
Yeah. So going back to, and that's a question that we should have asked. And that is, I brought up that I started this podcasting network that was doing six figures a month, over $100,000 a month, over $1 million a year. And the question is, how did you do that? How did you monetize? And there are three primary revenue drivers in podcasting. Number one is the most popular one that I recommend is the podcast serving as a lead generator, not a loss leader, but a lead generator to sell an existing product. So you brought up referral affiliate marketing. So you use the podcast to drive an audience. It's content marketing at the end of the day. You're driving an audience who's going to listen to you. So you have this podcast and you're building up this audience, and then you sell them a product that is the lifeblood of your business. So in the case of the company I was working at, the lifeblood of their business, you said it started with an A, and you probably know the lifeblood of their business. What would you say is the lifeblood of their business?
Well, I assume that it's based on their newsletter and their list.
There you go. So it's the newsletter, because the list is used to sell newsletters. Mm-hmm. They don't advertise the list, but what they do is they use the list to advertise their own newsletters or other people's newsletters. So they had existing products, which are newsletters. And the podcast served as a lead generator for people to become attached to the company, to learn about the founder and learn about the hosts more in an intimate personal setting. And we were able to sell their core competency, their core product, which was newsletters. So that was a major revenue driver. Number two is advertising. So I worked at this company that people wanted to be associated with. They wanted to be a part of the network, and they were willing to pay big dollars to do it through space ads and newsletters, space ads or banner ads, advertorial, and the new one in 2011 when I joined, podcast ads and advertising on the podcast website. So that was a second revenue driver. And the third revenue driver is paid premium content. And this was taken directly from the newsletter space. The newsletter space charges for newsletters. You have to pay to get those newsletters. So I said, well, how about we charge people to get special podcasts? So you still have the free podcast that's serving as a lead generator, but now let's come out with a special premium podcast that people have to pay a little bit to get.
Yeah. How does a podcast protect itself? Obviously you don't go on iTunes if you're a premium podcast where you're charging. How does that work? The charge for access. Method.
You can build, if you're a company, you can build out your own paywall. If you have an internal web development team, IT team that can handle that. Mm-hmm. If you don't, I highly recommend Libsyn, Libsyn, as a podcast hosting provider. Even if you don't want the paid version of your podcast, Libsyn is the best podcast hosting provider out there, at least in my experience. There are many out there now which are competing with Libsyn, like Buzzsprout, Blueberry, Anchor, but Libsyn has a service where you can come out with paid premium content through their platform. It's super simple to use, and they handle it for you, so you don't have to go out and spend that money yourself. You just use their platform, and it doesn't cost much. It's just a monthly subscription fee. And I'm not sure about if they take a cut of the revenue that, that you generate through the subscription sales, but I'm not sure about that, but you can easily find out by visiting libsyn.com, L-I-B-S-Y-N.
So podcasting is a lot more accessible these days than it was when you were getting started back in, it was 2011, I think, right? And there's a lot more competition around it in terms of podcasters, but the ease of access, the ease to get on, I mean, look at me, I'm proof. I just, you know, signed up for a subscription, jumped on Zoom with you, and voila, within a couple of minutes after we're finished recording, I can run this through, you know, Audacity and have this up online. How do you suggest somebody who is thinking, well, gee, this seems really intimidating, there's a lot of technical stuff. How do you suggest they approach it in terms of like the easy path to getting a podcast up and running technically?
First off, get my book, Podcastnomics. I'll offer it free of charge to your listeners. Go to nareshvisa.com, get on my mailing list, contact me through the site. I will get you a free copy of Podcastnomics. It is a little bit outdated, but I'd say at least 70% is still good. It came out in 2014 at the inflection point of podcasting. Mm-hmm. So highly, highly recommend that. It'll help walk you through the process of dealing with the technology and developmental aspects of podcasting.
Awesome. And we'll leave a link to your website as well so that people can click on over there.
Sure. Next, look, it's hard to edit audio. You can't just be completely fresh and download an audio editing software. It took me about a week to learn it, and that's after years of media training. So if you don't want to do it, hire an editor. Contact me. Again, contact me, and I'll get you hooked up with somebody low cost to edit your podcast and to handle all that. Look, I'm the type of guy, if something's going to bog me down, if something's going to take too much time, I just hire someone to do it. I've got other stuff to do. I'm a stay-at-home dad as well. So gotta be efficient. And no matter what you're doing, you want to be efficient. That doesn't mean to be lazy and don't learn anything. You can learn it, but at the end of the day, you have to spend time on what's most important to you. And in the case of a podcast, the personality, getting in front of the microphone, recording the episode, that's the most important stuff. All the back-end stuff, just hire people to do that. It's not very expensive. Once again, contact me and I'll help you through it.
That's awesome and sage advice, because yes, people should not do everything. You can outsource a lot of this stuff and get the podcast up and running and producing whatever type of attention or revenue you want in your business. Naresh, this has been great. And I know that there's tons more value that you have to offer folks. You already mentioned your personal website, but go ahead and mention that again. And then also, if people are interested in the services you offer through your digital agency, where can they find you there?
KrishMediaMarketing.com, K-R-I-S-H, MediaMarketing.com. My personal website, NareshVisa.com. And that offer still stands. If you want a free copy of Podcastnomics, contact me through either of the websites. I will get it to you, promise.
Awesome. Well, Naresh Visa, thanks so very much for taking some time to join us here. Folks, you've been listening to More Perfect Marketing. My name's David Baer, and I look forward to seeing you back here again real soon. Take care.
You have been listening to More Perfect Marketing. For a collection of 26 smart marketing cheat sheets to help you master your marketing, please visit GetDavidsGift.com. That's GetDavidsGift.com. Once again, thanks for listening to More Perfect Marketing.